Hey everyone, welcome to today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. My name is Nate Carter, and today we're in the book of Hebrews, which is a book of the Bible I love because it's a unique book in that it's one of the New Testament books that's written to a Jewish audience. Unlike many of the other books of the New Testament that would be written to a Gentile audience, this is a book that's written to a group of people that knew their Old Testament. They knew the law and the prophets well. And so this audience is seeking to understand and reconcile how Jesus and the gospel fits in with the Old Testament and with the law and the prophets. And the book of Hebrews does this in a beautiful way. I remember telling you before that one of the big moments in my Christian life was when someone told me about how you can reconcile the Old and the New Testaments together. And when you marry them together, when you see how it all fits into one beautiful, continuous narrative, one continuous story, that changes your spiritual life forever. And I think the book of Hebrews is critical in helping us understand that. Now let's start with just with Hebrews 2, verse 1. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. We'll come back to that word drift in a second. For the message God delivered through angels has always stood firm, and every violation of the law and every act of disobedience was punished. So we're already addressing the law here. So what makes us think we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord Jesus himself and then delivered to us by those who heard him speak? So now we have the gospel. We've got the law and the gospels here in these two verses. And God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever he chose. So God confirms that Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecy by allowing Jesus to perform signs and wonders and miracles throughout the course of his ministry. It's one of the ways that he showed himself to be the fulfillment of Scripture. Now, I want to go back to verse 1. Because I think this word drift is so critical. We must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. Over my years of ministry and observing other people walk out their faith, there have been times where I've seen people end up walking away from their faith. And what I've noticed is that very rarely is it a case where someone's a Christian one day and they're a non-believer the next. But rather, it's a slow drifting away. And it's often a dabbling in things that are not part of God's word. It's a, well, did God really say? Which is interesting because that's exactly what the serpent said to Adam and Eve, right? Did God really say? And when you start to question what we know to be truth from God, what we know to be the word of God, then we begin to slowly drift away. And at first we think we're holding firm to our faith, but we're just questioning some things. We're just dabbling in some things. But before we know it, we find that we have drifted so far away that we're no longer clinging to the gospel. So I say this as a warning to us to make sure that we're standing firm in what we know to be true and not to dabble in things that are outside the truth that God has revealed to us in his word. But also an encouragement to those of you that are standing firm, those of you that put into practice the great practices of the faith, of worshiping together, of spending time alone with God, of practicing spiritual disciplines, of being in a small group where you can encourage one another and be held accountable to one another, of living lives of holiness and purity. These things are what keep us firm in the gospel so that we don't drift away from it. I'm going to be honest, I had so much more that I wanted to say to you from Hebrews chapter 2, but you're going to have to discover it for yourself because it's beautiful. But for now, let's dig deeply into Scripture, allow it to root us in what is true, and let's use the rest of this study in Hebrews to help us realize how Jesus is the fulfillment of everything that was prophesied in the Old Testament, that he brings the whole of Scripture together into the beauty of the story of the gospel. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.